Yeah. Hello, Brooklyn. What's going on, people? It's Wale, and we are live from Bed-Stuy. I am live from Bed-Stuy, the voice of the Brooklyn Nets. What's going on, people? You guys already know, man. You know why I sound so excited right now, man. Brooklyn has officially knocked over the New York Knicks and has officially became New York's basketball team. All right. I have to admit, even though last season Brooklyn was a better basketball team on the court than the Knicks, you know, getting to the playoffs for the first time in about, you know, I think 4 years. And, you know, what they did last night, man, if you are a basketball fan, first of all, if you're a basketball fan, that's awesome. But I don't need any more new Brooklyn Nets fans, man. I already know that a lot of people are about to hop on the bandwagon, especially the ones that currently live in Brooklyn. I know a lot of y'all was rooting for the Knicks, but whatever. We're gonna get more into that as the episode goes further along. Eventually I'm gonna recap the 2019 NBA postseason. You know, obviously I stopped posting after Brooklyn took their series L to Philadelphia 76ers, but I was waiting for this, and I mentioned this in previous episodes. It was gonna be free agency, you know, because we obviously have a extremely competent front office. Shout out to Sean Marks and Kenny Atkinson and that whole Brooklyn front office management, man, because we just pulled off. Woo! This might be the best team that Brooklyn, not might, this is the best team that Brooklyn has assembled ever. Since their 2012 inaugural season, this is the best team on paper that we have. So, like I said, I'm going to further into the episode, I'm going to recap on the 2019 postseason for the Nets. I'm going to talk about exactly what just happened last night for those that don't know and that are tuning in. Thank you once again for everybody that's tuning in. And we're going to talk about the pros and cons of the recent acquisitions of Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and DeAndre Jordan in particular. We also caught on Garrett Temple, and we actually have a great roster. Those that are even still currently on the Brooklyn Nets that contributed to last season. We're just going to get into it. So stay tuned, and I hope you guys enjoy, all right? Yeah. Hi, people. What's going on? How you guys doing once again? So let's just get started. First thing we're going to talk about is the 2019 NBA playoffs. Playoffs where Brooklyn Nets had a fortunate opportunity to be a part of. Succeeded Brooklyn Nets against the third-seeded Philadelphia 76ers in the first round. So Brooklyn gave them a fight, you know. It was pretty lit. I was at one of those playoff games in Brooklyn. But eventually, you know, they went down to Philly, a 4-1 series. It was just too strong, too many stars. You know, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, those guys dominated. Even though Joel Embiid wasn't healthy the entire playoffs, obviously when he was on the court, he was effective. One of the best big men, arguably the best big men out there. So it took my Nets out pretty early, and that's why I wasn't able to post, because, you know, I was just kind of upset. Obviously, Jared Dudley tried to hold him down as far as with his, you know, veteran presence, as far as that cheap shot from Joel Embiid, man. I still can't forget that. Everybody that watched that series, y'all remember that on Jared Allen, you know. But Brooklyn gave him a fight, and obviously it put them on the map as far as a team that was, you know, gonna be competitive. Obviously D'Angelo Russell did his thing, most improved player, first all-star for Brooklyn since I think Joe Johnson. And he definitely did his thing and also earned him a new contract over in Golden State when he did the sign and trade with KD. But, man, Brooklyn is just here, guys. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready for what's about to happen for the 2019-20 season? Ugh. Everything that was happening, the regular season and the playoffs, it all was resorting to what's happening right now, guys. Brooklyn, we are here. Also, shout out to Caris LeVert, who did his thing in the 2019 playoffs against the Sixers. You know, even though D'Angelo Russell was the only all-star we had, Caris LeVert was actually looking better than him at the beginning of the season for everybody that began, that, you know, remember the beginning of the 2018 season. Caris LeVert was doing his thing before he got hurt. And it was actually, it looked worse than it actually was because, you know, with the kind of dislocation he had, a lot of people thought that Caris LeVert was going to miss the whole year. But not only did he come back the same year, he came back when it mattered most. He started getting his mojo back towards the end of the regular season. And during the playoffs, to be honest, I think he was the most consistent player, you know. He wasn't afraid of the big time, especially in Brooklyn. When D'Angelo Russell was, you know, kind of falling flat, Caris LeVert picked up the slack and showed that he's going to be around for a while. Great young player. So for all those guys that think that, you know, Brooklyn's not going to be a contender even as soon as next year just because KD's hurt, KD brings him over the top, just like he brought Golden State over the top. But having Kyrie and, you know, still Joe Harris. I mean, in fact, guys, let's real quick, let me name off the roster that we actually have. The actual Brooklyn roster. So we have Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, DeAndre Jordan, Garrett Temple, Jared Allen, good young player that we've had since, Caris LeVert, young dude I mentioned who's going to surprise a lot of y'all next year, Joe Harris actually beat Steph Curry in a three-point contest last year in the All-Star game. I know it's only the All-Star game, but all it means is that boy can shoot. He didn't show up in the playoffs, but, you know, I would hope that he gets better. I know he's getting better. Taurean Prince, who was a sneaky little pickup right after, you know, right before free agency actually hit, them getting Taurean Prince, you know, that's a good long defender. Actually had, I think, he had a good season last year for Atlanta, so it's a great pickup. Nicholas Claxton, Kurich, that was the rookie from last year, tall guy, get shoot, good solid big man. Shabazz Napier, you know, obviously veteran point guard's been in the league for a while, gives him a veteran presence. Spencer Dinwiddie, we still got Spencer Dinwiddie, who we extended for $34 million last year because he deserved it. One of the best six men off the bench last year. And Jalen Hands and Trevion Graham. So we have a complete team, guys. We have guys, we have a good starting five, and we have some bench players. Shout out to Sean Marks and Kenny Atkinson for everything that they did as far as building up to this moment that happened yesterday, guys. KD, Kyrie Irving to Brooklyn. Brooklyn, we here! Knicks. Oh, y'all Knicks fans is tight. I'm sorry to hate on the Knicks. They're actually on the upside, to be honest. I know they struck out. They definitely struck out this year. But, you know, as far as the future's going, they look like they can, they're trending in the right direction. Obviously, RJ Barrett being drafted third overall, you know, he looks promising. He looks like he could be a young star in the league to come. And he is playing for New York. He doesn't seem rattled by the pressure. He seems like he could do something. Julius Randle is actually not a bad player, you know what I'm saying? He actually had a great season for the Pelicans last year amid the whole Anthony Davis fiasco and everything like that. Real quick, shout out to the Lakers. Shout out to my man LeBron James, man. LeBron James put the pressure on the Lakers organization, like, y'all better do something and do something quick. And they ended up getting Anthony Davis and free agency still going on, people. The finals MVP, the board man, he's going to get paid. The board man is getting paid this year. Shout out to Kawhi Leonard, who bet on himself the entire season. There's a lot of people counting that dude out, man. A lot of people counting him out. thinking that he was damaged goods, his personality's all messed up. How could you leave San Antonio? How could you leave that franchise, all-time great franchise? And look what happened. Finals champion, finals MVP for 2019, sitting on top of the world. For the record, I don't think he's going back to Toronto, guys. I don't know if he's necessarily joining the Lakers, but I don't. Now, to be honest, who knows? It's Kawhi Leonard. Who knows? We just know that he's sitting on top of the world right now, and that man deserves respect. He's the first finals MVP to win that honor in both conferences since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's like 50 years ago or something like that, guys. So yeah, I got to respect that man. That man Kawhi Leonard showed what he could do. That shot against Philly. Yeah, I know I love that, especially what Philly, because of what Philly did to my Nets. So shout out to Kawhi Leonard. Doing a damn thing, making Drake look like a freaking prophet. Oh man, what an NBA season, guys. But we are here. Brooklyn is on the map officially. We have taken over as New York's official basketball team. It is no longer the Knicks. I am sorry. That's why Knicks fans are so disappointed. You had Knicks fans built up. Teron, I'm sorry. Yeah, Teron, I'm shouting you out specifically, bro. We had Teron, my man Teron Sammy, who's actually a Knicks fan. who just sounds bitter now. Who's just completely bitter. The Knicks cannot set all their fans up for this summer of 2019. It freed all that cap space, traded Porzingis, you know, for Dennis Smith Jr., I think DeAndre Jordan as well at that time, even though we have him now. And the best signing they could come up with was Julius Randle. Sorry, guys. Barclays Center now. Brooklyn Nets, we are lit. All right, guys, and in the next segment, after the short break, in the next segment, we're going to talk about the pros and cons of DeAndre Jordan, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant. Y'all already know some, but just wanted to put those out there just for everybody to know. Just give you an idea of what's to come this upcoming season. So keep it locked. Thank you for all the listeners again out there. Once again, this is Wale. I'm live from Bed-Stuy, the voice of the Brooklyn Nets. Keep it locked. Cheer! Alright, guys. Alright, so for this last segment, we're just going to talk about the pros and cons of what just happened for the Brooklyn Nets as far as in acquiring these three huge names: Kyrie Irving, DeAndre Jordan, and Kevin Durant. So we're going to start with DeAndre Jordan, who was the third most important out of the three. So the cons for DeAndre Jordan: he can't shoot. He's not necessarily a scorer. Know what I'm saying? His free throw percentage, besides last year, has actually been pretty abysmal. It's been pretty bad. So when you send him to the line, he's definitely a liability from there. So he's not that much of an offensive threat as far as having post moves and et cetera. But as far as the pros, when it comes to DeAndre Jordan, he does have, you know, playoff experience. He's been on a couple of good teams, like those, one good team. He was actually on that Clippers team with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin at one time when they were Lob City. Most guys know DeAndre Jordan from that crazy lob that he caught from Chris Paul, in which he completely annihilated, destroyed, completely just dismantled Brandon Knight, if I'm mistaken, when he was on the Pistons. Go look that up on YouTube. DeAndre Jordan over Brandon Knight. That's probably one of the best posters of all time, because it was just straight disrespectful. I don't know what Brandon Knight was thinking. Brandon Knight has been the dummy in many crazy plays over the years as far as the NBA, but I digress. DeAndre Jordan, as far as it being another pro, he will completely handle the defensive load. He's been the defensive anchor for most of the teams he's been on since, like, maybe since he's been in the league. He's a athletic big man that can jump out the gym, can rebound, always a leader in rebounds and blocks. He might be getting a little bit up there with age, but he hasn't had too many injuries. He's pretty durable, and he will hold down our front line as far as being a defensive anchor. I'm sure he can definitely tutor Jared Allen as well, too, who's just a kid. People keep forgetting about Jared Allen. He actually had a decent, solid season last year playing for the Nets, and now having DeAndre Jordan as somebody who's going to guide him and help him get better as a defensive stalwart. That's just what we need. Two big men holding down the paint like that. And so that's why DeAndre Jordan is actually an excellent pickup for the Nets. So that's that. Now let's get to Kyrie Irving. Uncle Drew. Woo! Got Uncle Drew Brooklyn. Do you know? What an awesome pickup. So yes, we're going to start with the cons with Kyrie. Mentally Kyrie is there. I know we had that brief stint about him thinking that the earth is flat and all that crap. But, you know, and his leadership definitely was questioned in Boston. I mean, the first year he was in Boston, he got hurt. And those boys definitely, you know, they actually took LeBron 2018. They took LeBron to the brink as far as almost not reaching the finals. Game 7, the Cleveland Cavaliers, that team without Kyrie, that Boston Celtics team without Kyrie, they went to the Eastern Conference Finals and again took, you know, LeBron to the limit. So, Kyrie came back. First of all, Kyrie came back this season at the beginning of the season and said if they'll have him, he would definitely love to re-sign with Boston. And we see how that went. You know, that's as far as Kyrie. Oh, man, Kyrie. Man, why did you say that at the beginning of the season? A lot of people felt that he wasn't going to stay initially. But then when he said that, it's like, really? And to be honest, I knew he wasn't going to stay either. Because it's Kyrie Irving. Some of the statements he's made has been kind of, a little bit, not a little bit, pretty questionable at times. Also, early in the season, man, later on in the season, the 2019 season, after a game, he openly apologized to LeBron through the media as far as, I guess, him not understanding how much it took for him like to be a leader and everything like that. And I was just like, bro, why would you do that? Why would you do that through the media, man? You're trying to earn these guys respect, these young guys who should respect you because you are an NBA champion and you're, you know, one of the better elite guards in the league. But I mean, as far as to be a cohesive unit, man, it just seemed like he just never really got together with those guys and they never really, you know, got to their full potential. And a big reason because of that was because of Kyrie's statement. So that's about the only con I can mention for him. Oh, also, yeah, he can be pretty injury prone. There's a reason why he missed all those games his first season with Boston, you know, because, his knees, man, his knees are kind of old. I can't even, he's 27 or 28, but his knees are a little bit older than that. So, you know, that's a con. He's been banged up a little bit, but going to the pros, man, as far as with Kyrie Irving, when he was on the court just last year in 2018, he was very close to going for 50-40-90. Those that don't know, 50-40-90 means shooting 50% from the field, 40% from three, 90% from the free throw line. And his stats, look up his stats for the regular season. He definitely went to work. And that's even with, kind of disruptive locker room. Even though he helped cause that, but when he gets on the court, he produces. We already know he's an NBA 2016 NBA champion with the Cavs. Hit one of the biggest shots in NBA Finals history over one of the best players of all time. Honestly, yes, Steph Curry. Steph doesn't get respect, but Steph Curry is an all-time great already. And he was at the peak of his powers in 2016. He was the only unanimous MVP, voted MVP ever in history. That's over people like Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal, LeBron James, all these people, the first unanimous MVP voted in. And Steph Curry was at the peak of his powers that year, but Kyrie Irving with that killer, with that Mamba mentality, he definitely went at Kyrie. Kyrie definitely went at Steph Curry and hit one of the biggest shots of NBA Finals history in his face, in Steph Curry's face. So we have to respect that. And he's home, guys. You know, he grew up being a New Jersey Nets fan, you know, because he lived in Jersey. And he was around, he was watching while they were successful, while the Nets went to back-to-back NBA Finals in 2002 and 2003. So, I mean, this has been a part of his dream. Go look at his Instagram. You can, if you think I'm lying, go check that out. It's been a part of his dream to play for the Nets, and now he's home, man. So we can expect him to come this season, especially without the for the 2019-2020 season. He's going to be missing one of his partners in crime, and I'm sure he's going to take this season very seriously as far as making us a contender and putting the Brooklyn Nets on top of the Eastern Conference where they need to be. And finally, I'm going to get to the Durantula. Do you know who he is, guys? Y'all know who he is, right? It's Kevin Durant. You know who he is. Yeah, man, KD. Woo! But I'm going to start with the cons first, all right? Kevin Durant tore his Achilles just a couple of weeks ago, actually, after having a mild, quote-unquote, calf strain against the Rockets, if I'm not mistaken. He had a mild calf strain against the Rockets during the playoffs last year. The Golden State Warriors forced him. I'm just saying, putting it out there, they forced him to come back to try and play in the finals to try and secure a three-peat, and he ended up tearing his Achilles. So, as much as Kevin Durant was, you know, he was a star marquee name for this free agency offseason, but, you know, most likely he will not be the same Kevin Durant that we like we've been seeing for most of last year, the last NBA year. That's one of the hardest injuries to come back from. Boogie Cousins obviously was actually the last notable person to try and come back, and he's still not 100%. He got hurt once again during this season, during this playoff postseason, and he was actually playing pretty good as well too, but big guys, and Kevin Durant is 7 feet, big guys having a Achilles tear, it's a blow to your career, man. So, you know, it's going to be tough coming back from that. And that's the only con I can really think of about Kevin Durant, man. It's just the fact that he's hurt and he has to take a year off. It is a blow to us, but the pros, I mean, this guy's a two-time NBA champion, two-time finals MVP, four-time scoring champ, 2014 NBA MVP. I mean, I could keep listing accolades, man. When he is on the floor, he is at least one of the best. He's one of the best two players in the league. I mean, that's it. Kawhi had an excellent year. I mean, most people probably say Kawhi is the best player in the league right now, and I probably agree after what he did. But when Kevin Durant is healthy, I mean, this guy, I just mentioned the 50-40-90 stat that Kyrie Irving almost hit this year. Kevin Durant has that. He's one of the best shooters of all time, one of the best scorers of all time already. And when he comes back, even though he most likely will not be the same Kevin Durant, I mean, even taking him 80-85%, I mean, that's got to be scary for the entire league. And now he's trying to build his own legacy finally. He's always been in somebody's shadow. He was drafted number two, 2007. Those battles between him and LeBron, even when they first met in the finals, when Kevin Durant was on OKC, LeBron was in Miami. I mean, it was clear that Kevin Durant was great and he was going to be great for a while, but he was always number two. I mean, since LeBron has been the best player in the league for like the last decade now, and everybody always says that Kevin Durant is always behind him as number two, but can never pass him. And even though he joined Golden State,
which most would say was a sucker move. I mean, he actually got better, guys. He's a better defender, rubbing shoulders with Draymond Green, became more of a well-rounded player. We know how much of this scoring he can do, like how great he is as a scorer. But defensively, he took it up a notch too. Most people don't know, last year, Kevin Durant, I believe, was fifth in blocks per game. That's no easy feat to do, especially when you have a scoring load. And he was the leading scorer on Golden State as well, too. If Kevin Durant didn't get hurt, I think I would say, like most people that was watching the NBA last year, Golden State would have won again. I mean, he was just the difference. I mean, Golden State kept, you know, breaking down one by one, but he was the first puzzle, like domino that fell, in which people started being shaky about. And then Klay Thompson, when he went down, oh my gosh. Shout out to Klay Thompson. He just read up with the Warriors. Funny Instagram post with him talking about re-signing with the Warriors with the Wolf of Wall Street clip. Y'all go check that out. It was hilarious. But we all knew he wasn't going anywhere. $196 million, 5 years. That man deserves it. That guy was about to play that game six and try and finish on a torn ACL. If that's not tough, I don't know what is. Awesome three. I mean, probably the best 3-and-D guy. Maybe, I can't say of all time, but he's one of the best three-point shooters of all time. And he's like arguably the best. He's top three best perimeter defenders in his position. Probably top two, and not number two. So, but Kevin Durant, man, when he gets back to being on the floor with that Brooklyn training staff as well. Obviously, Caris LeVert, mention him again. He got hurt. Looked like he was going to be out the entire year. Not only did he come back, but he actually was able to produce for his team when they needed him the most. And I'm sure that a lot of credit goes to the Brooklyn training staff. For a lot of people that don't know, the medical staff that actually performed Kevin Durant's surgery, that was actually the Brooklyn Nets medical staff that performed the surgery as far as repairing his Achilles. So that's how much trust he has in them as far as moving forward. And also, I mean, he signed a 4-year deal for over $140 million. That helps too. But yeah, I mean, we got him for a long-term contract. And Brooklyn, we are here. All right. We got some work ahead of us, obviously, with KD out. We got a young coach, a young good coach in Kenny Atkinson. But to handle those personalities, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, is going to be a challenge. But if we reach our full potential, our maximum potential, guys, we could possibly bring a championship home to Brooklyn. I'm saying it now. Maybe not 2020, definitely 2021. Even who knows for 2020, who knows, man. Caris LeVert is not Kevin Durant, but he is somebody that will perform on a big time stage, and he's only getting better. That's a young man. Right there, man. We got a squad. We got a squad to be proud of. This is probably the best team the Nets franchise has ever assembled. They definitely have the potential to do it. A lot is riding on Kevin Durant coming back strong. But as far as 2019, guys, 2019, 2020, we are here. We are New York's team. Yeah, Knicks fans, I said it. We are New York's team, and we are here to stay. Oh, you guys that are sick talking about the New York Knicks, man. What did y'all ever think y'all were getting any notable free agents, man? Y'all are going on the upside, but sorry, what Brooklyn's just done, we lit. Love being from Brooklyn, y'all. Well, guys, that's it. I want to thank all you guys for tuning in to the podcast once again. I mean, we're here, Brooklyn. All y'all residents from BK that want to rep, I guess you guys can, you know, hop on the bandwagon. But I knew something special was cooking. knew something special was cooking. And in the summer 2019, we've completely hit it out of the park, guys. You know, next episode, I'll figure it out as far as what the next episode will entail. But I'm just on a high right now. I'm on cloud nine, man. We got, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, championship experience joining us right now, playoff experience. We got three NBA championships in our building right now, two in KD and one in Kyrie. The culture and you know, the culture helped us land this, and it's time to recognize Brooklyn, man. If you ain't recognized Brooklyn before, it's time. We're a pretty young team too, man. The Nets moved to Brooklyn in 2012. It's only 2019. In 7 years, we've put a stamp on. We haven't done it. We haven't done anything yet, but the journey that's about to start for next season, you guys better be ready. We've already overtaken the New York Knicks as far as being New York's real basketball team. And now it's time to make some noise, guys. It's time to put in the work. Hopefully these guys put in the work in the offseason, and we start 2019-2020 season with a crazy splash as far as running out the gate and just letting the NBA know that we're here, and we're here for a long time. Yeah. But anyway, once again, guys, that's the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm Wale, and I've been here live from Bed-Stuy as the voice of the Brooklyn Nets. Thank you once again, guys, for tuning in. And look out for the next episode, all right? Peace.